Masechet Kelim, Perek Yud Zayin, Mishnah Yod. In the last Mishnah, we said that even though the standard Amah was a medium Amah of 24 Etzba'ot, there were also larger Amot out there, measurements in the Beit HaMikdash for certain purposes. Here in our Mishnah, we'll mention a smaller 5 Tefah Amah that we mentioned previously, that we brought up. Mishnah says, Rabbi Meir Omer, Kol Ha'amot Hayu Benoniot, says Rabbi Meir, all the Amot in the Beit HaMikdash that were used to measure things were the standard 6 Tefah Amah, Chutz Mimizbah HaZahav, except for the Amot given for the Mizbah HaZahav, the golden Mizbeach, which was inside the Hechal that was used to burn the Ketoret, that the Mizbeach was 1 Amah long and 1 Amah wide, as the Torah tells us. Says Rabbi Meir, the Amot we're talking about over there are the smaller Amot. V'ha-kerin, v'ha-sovev, v'ha-yesod. And likewise, the horns of the outer Mizbeach, this was in the courtyard, it was used for the application of the blood of the Korbanot, and the sacrificial parts were burned as well. It was 1 Amah by 1 Amah, each one of these horns, each one of these corners. The Hasovev, the ledge around the outer Mizbeach, the 1 Amah ledge going all the way around, 6 Amot off the ground. This was also the smaller Amah. The Hayesod, the base of the outer Mizbeach, the ledge around the Mizbeach, 1 Amah high. Also, it was the smaller Amah. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Amat HaBinyan Shisha Tefahim, Veshel Kelim Hamisha. According to Rabbi Yehuda, who takes a different approach about which Amot and the Beit HaMikdash were medium and which were small, he says the Amah for the size of the structures is the medium Amah of 6 Tefahim. This is the walls and the outer Mizbeach of the Beit HaMikdash. According to Rabbi Yehuda, the Amot mentioned in the structures were the standard 6 Tefah Amah, and the Amah given for the utensils is the small Amah of 5 Tefahim. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, all of the utensils of the Beit HaMikdash were the smaller Amah of 5 Tefah Amot.